Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I personally think this is a little petty. As you know, the NFL playoffs continue on this weekend. The winners of the games, it's Tampa Bay at Green Bay playing. And then you've got the Buffalo Bills. They're going to be in Kansas City taking on the Chiefs. And the winners of both games go to the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, right?
And I picked Tampa and Chiefs.
Yeah, you picked the Tampa and the Chiefs. And you have a connection to Kansas City. You lived there one time.
Right, yeah.
I lived in Tampa Bay at one time. I'd like to see Tampa Bay get there. The Buffalo Bills, the people in Buffalo are so, I guess they have so much hatred for the Kansas City Chiefs, Jamie. All the grocery stores up there are pulling the KC Masterpiece barbecue sauce from all the stores.
I like that.
And that's funny. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's a lot of work.
It's so petty, but it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. You go in there, you can buy a Sweet Ray's, but you can't buy, or Sweet Baby Ray, what is it
Sweet
called?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's, but you can't buy KC Masterpiece because it's got KC on it. It's Kansas City barbecue
that's
sauce.
That's so funny. That's so petty.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that really is. Oh my God. Oh, those fans are crazy though. The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, they're called the Mafia.
Yeah, they're nuts. I mean, they really are. I thought because I've lived in pretty good football states. I mean, Colorado, obviously, Broncos number one, but then San Diego, Chargers, everybody was crazy. But Kansas City, man, those tailgate parties were insane. I mean, they were insane.
Kansas City fans are—they're very loyal.
Yeah,
very loyal. Yeah. Even for the baseball team, Royals. The Royals.
Yeah.
It's a good sports town, I guess.
I wish we were in it. I feel like we haven't been there in a while. How long has it been?
Well, we won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. I know, but
Yeah, Peyton Manning's like last year.
5 years ago?
Five or six.
Yeah, it just feels
that's a
like
good run.
It feels like it's been a while, though. I have to be honest.
It's been a while for the playoffs and everything else. Yeah. I mean, we kind of went from the penthouse to the crap house very quickly.
Yeah.
Because we won the Super Bowl and then it just, like all went to crap on us. You know?
It feels like it just keeps being over real quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And if you don't have a team in it, it's hard to get into it. You know, I know Super Bowl week, we'll all find a way to get reinterested again, but I just don't have the same enthusiasm.
Now, are they going to have fans?
Very limited. I think Kansas City will do about 16 or 17,000 fans.
No, I meant for the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. And do you realize, get this, this is pretty crazy, that if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win on Sunday at Green Bay, the Super Bowl is in Tampa.
Oh, that's going to be insane.
A home game for them.
Wow. I bet you wish you still live there.
That's an advantage. Big advantage.
Yeah.
That's like the Broncos playing here at Mile High. Well, you get it.
So how many fans total do you know?
I think it's like 17 to 20,000, something like that.
Oh, really? They're going to let that many?
Yeah, 15. Well, Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Florida.
I was just there.
Kansas City's been averaging about 16,000 fans per game.
Yeah. Oh,
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice, and anywhere, anytime, on the radio.com app.